Welcome inside the FIU Athletics Podcast, brought to us by Baptist Health, a part two edition of the pod for you today. Our couple of episodes catching up with the defensive coaches, the returning coaches here with FIU football. You last heard from Kenechi Udeze and Javon DeWitt, now both player and coach on the FIU Athletics Podcast. Anthony Gator will join us here. A great conversation, including, admittedly, me trying to get him into trouble a little bit. We talk about the best FIU team ever. We talk about the most difficult position in football. And we talk about some of his high school teammates, many of whom you have absolutely heard of. A quick time out here on the FIU Athletics Podcast. Then on the other side, we hear from the man himself, Anthony Gator.
We often welcome people as a standard greeting. It's become as common as greeting another with a hello. At Baptist Health, being welcome has far deeper meaning. So welcome to the warmer side of care, where we advance innovation and treatments through research while educating the next generation of experts all close to home. Here, the sun shines through each one of us as we stand by each one of you. Welcome to the warmer side of care. Welcome to Baptist Health.
Joined now by a guy who doesn't need very much introduction, the defensive back star for the Panthers, now defensive back coach for the Panthers. Anthony Gator joins us now. It's a busy time for you guys. What has this past month or so been like, kind of reintroducing yourself to so many programs across the state? They know you from before, but it's different now at FIU under head coach Willie Simmons. What has that process been like for you guys?
Been tremendous, man. And I think by him understanding the man from Florida, he understands the caliber of this thing here. Been nothing but excitement seeing him from just the type of person he is, the type of person he are, that's philosophy, kind of similar to, you know, what we've been used to, you know, as a player. My coaching career, just somehow our coach also, he kind of similar in that aspect. And I know he's the head coach, but just the understanding part of it and seeing him build this staff and the way he put his team together, the way he connected with the players, man, it's just been so amazing and exciting. Being under a guy like that, I only can imagine what the future holds.
I think Panther fans are excited about that future too.
Yes.
It's a tough business. Kind of take us through those first few days where FIU doesn't even have a head coach. And then as Willie Simmons is named the head man, what that initial interaction was like for you with the new head man in Miami.
This process was kind of, you know, a little easy for me because, you know, being in the NFL and playing, you kind of experience the same thing. Even when I was with Tampa, I had three different head coaches. So I've been there before. I understand how the business go. And then seeing the guys who was up for the head coaching job, them were all great guys. Didn't matter which way they go, I know FIU was going to be in great hands. That's what kind of gave me a sense of relief and like, no, okay, these possible guys are being the head coach. So I was kind of relaxing with that. I live life right now is if I can't control it, I try not to spend so much time worrying about it. So I want doing hiring, I want doing due diligence. So it was just more as in keeping myself ready for whatever opportunity present itself and let everything just fall how they fall.
You have to have that mentality, right? Even the NFL.
Yeah, you got to. You got to. Sure. No, you're going to run yourself crazy, man.
One thing that I thought was really interesting about it, you come back and then goal number one for Willie Simmons was go get a quarterback.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, FIU's quarterback is saying, hey, talk to Coach Gator. That's my guy. You're representing lights almost. How did that relationship start? Because you're working on the defensive side of the ball, so you wouldn't think that that's there. But all of a sudden, you and lights are super tight.
That's my guy, man. That's my guy. Funny thing about it is his dad actually coached me when I was in Little League. So the relationship... Not only is that coaching me, he liked family on him and my family grew up together. And like I said, I knew Light since he was a little optimist. And even when he got to the high school level, I just always know this is the type of guy I would love to be on my team, coach this guy. So the relationship always been there. It was a no-brainer for him. It's just nowadays you got to let guys be a kid, not a kid. I said young man, let them do it, make their own decision. And he wanted to explore the portal, and I have no problem with that. You know, this is his decision, this is his career. And the day he got to live with the decision, but we kind of knew what it was about him coming back. But I recruited him when he was at Central, and when the Auburn thing came, I was like, here we go with that one. So, been a process with him throughout the whole thing. Like I said, that's my guy, and it's bigger than football with us. That's how that took place, far as when he was making a decision to come back. He just wanted to make sure I was going to still be there. That's how that kind of went.
And I know his dad is a big part of his decision-making process as well.
That's his guy, man. So he played a huge factor. 85% of the decision he made based off of that.
How much smack talk is there between you guys, Northwestern and Central, obviously two of the best high schools in America at high school football? How much kind of back and forth is there between you two guys going back to your high school days?
Oh, always. I mean, especially when we play against each other. Oh, that's talk of the week. You know, we focus on the game, but we know, hey, don't forget what type of week is it here. I think that's just the competitiveness we both have, the pride we both have of our school, having fun with this thing, you know, this game of football, just having fun. That we come up when we do play each other, we go out and in practice, we talk trash, and it'd be amazing what it do with the chemistry of us and the team and just having fun and each perspective, you know, just continue to compete, man, continue to compete.
I mean, there's other Central guys on our roster too. It's not just Kiwan, so.
Oh, yeah, you got KJ, then we have Flett, so. We look forward to that, especially when the schedule come out. We kind of have that date pinned down. We can't wait for
It's funny because obviously that Central team and a couple others produce a bunch of D1 athletes. Your Northwestern team was borderline an NFL roster at the high school level. I mean, there were a ton of D1 guys on that team, many of you going on to the NFL. Did you know even then, like, okay, this group is serious about what they can do?
to be honest, no, I didn't know that. Cause you're so busy having fun, man. You're not really trying to cherish the moment. You
Sure.
know, we all, I'm pretty sure every guy who play football around the world aspirations to make the NFL. So that's what kind of understood why we're doing it. But it was just more as than winning games and continue to have fun and build that legacy and that bond that we could be 80 and 90. We can always talk about the time we spent together. And you don't really notice till years down the line. You look back like, man, we had an amazing team. One year, 2008, after I left, we had seven guys from that team go to Miami. That's never heard of. Well, seven guys go to one school. Do have them flashback and memory like, man, I never knew how good we was, how many guys we had on that team. Like you say, NFL guys at that, not just high school guy or college guy, but NFL guys we had on that team. But it was when you're having fun, man, a lot of stuff get overlooked and you kind of just focus on having fun, then trying to figure out anything else besides football and being with your guys.
Yeah, I think a lot of fans our age remember that group going to Miami. Ja'Cory goes,
Yeah.
joins with Coach Shannon.
Devontae Davis,
Exactly.
Sean Spence, Marcus Forston. It's a ton of them guys. Tommy Skeeter, Darius Johnson. Actually up here in Tampa right now, rode by the stadium. Devontae Davis up there. I remember him when I was here. He rookie year, he got drafted and being up here with him and just brought back flashback all the memory we created and
For
the
sure.
work we put in. It's something you don't take for granted.
You come to FIU, and I'll ask you a competitive question. Do you think that the 2010 FIU Panthers go on to win the conference title? Is that the best FIU football team that has ever existed?
That's a tough one,
It is.
man.
We're talking about Anthony Gator. We're talking about T.Y. Hilton. Go and split the Sun Belt title. Is it the best FIU team?
They had some great team. I would say that probably is the best team in my opinion, just from the Greg Ellison, Toronto Davis, the Tor, the Cyprian. You're talking about at least about seven, eight guys on that team made it to the NFL. I was talking to Coach Ponce the other day, and he brought that up. I'm like, I didn't really look at it that way. That said, I'm like, man, I see why we was conference champ that year, man. We got some dudes, man. The picture inside that building when the stadium was packed. And you look like, wow. This might sound crazy, but when you in the moment, you having fun, man. Yeah, you see it, you're not blind to it, but you're not focused on that as much as just having fun with the guy trying to win some games. So it's one of them situations, but yeah, I think that was a team that, man, that conference there, you had Troy, you had a couple of teams that was really good. And to be the conference champ, Middle Tennessee, probably would have won the best team of FIU.
No doubt. And on that Middle Tennessee staff was Willie Simmons.
Yeah, I want to share this. When I first talked to him and introduced myself to him, the first thing he said, yeah, I know who you are. I know exactly because you picked me off on Middle Tennessee. And it was a joke, but I thought it was a great deal that, you know, he, as a head coach and what he'd been through and all of the legacies he got, the things he done built, that he still remember that moment and just show you that, you know, when you're doing the right things and you're on the right path, man, people gonna notice you. And I think that was kind of one of the hilarious jokes we had when we first knocked it off. So I like it clicked from the beginning with us.
Even going back before that, how big was it for you to be able to stay at home, to stay in Miami, and go from Northwestern to FIU?
I think that was a bigger blessing of my career, man, because you know I'm big on family. And when I was in high school, man, I used to have like at least 25 to 30 family members at the game supporting me. And I think that's another thing that drove me and gave me the confidence and, had a purpose to go out there for. So that was the big reason why that helped me make the decision to stay home and then care about the record, 0-12. So it was just more about creating my own legacy and then most important, my family being able to support me because played it, one, they support them and they supported me to the max. And that came from waiting in Little League. So that what drove me. And beyond that what drove me, man. So seeing them in the stands and seeing them support the church and everything, the purpose of what you're doing. And that why I couldn't wait to Saturday to come and see my family walk through that stands and see them in the stands. So put on a show for them.
And then you still wind up staying in Florida. When you go to the NFL, you wind up with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh yeah. Oh man, like I said, this whole thing been a blessing, man. I'm thankful and grateful for that. And each and every day, I don't take life for granted. I don't take no moment for granted, cause man, to be able to, like I say, from go from there to FIU to Tampa, man, and that was already one of my favorite teams growing up. I just like any team Dion was on, so I say one of my team, but
Right.
my team was Tampa. Follow run, they barber so much, man, and I thought it was a dream at first. I'm like, this can't be real, man. Then meet and run. When I got there, man, it was like a little kid in a candy store, man. So I was grateful and thankful for that. But just to stay in Florida, can't beat that, man. You can't beat it. Can't beat it.
We see all these snow games going on in the
Oh, man.
NFL
That's the reason why I got done with football because I was in Winnipeg and it was snowing, walking outside,
right
snow to your knees. And I think it was like week 8, 7. I already had my mind. I was done with football. I mean, I just couldn't wait till the season was over. I'm like, I'm done. The desire to play ball was just going away. And that's played a bigger factor just because I know I could have stayed in Winnipeg, but I don't think I could have done it with that weather. It's just,
For sure. It's tough, especially coming from down here.
yeah,
It is as tough as it gets.
it's too cold. So I'm with you on that one.
It's funny you mentioned Rondae because he is the guy you'd flip on the TV, any Bucks game, anytime, you'd see Rondae Barber for the longest time. Now, that guy is Levante David. No matter what, you flip the Bucks on, he's there. He's one of the most underrated linebackers to ever play the position. That's why he's been around as long as he has. Take us through the moment when you find out year two, oh my goodness. Levante David from Miami Northwestern is going to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
Man, that's like you feel so alone. Then you get your brother with you, and you know what he capable of doing. That's the thing about that situation where. Usually when you draft a guy, you see they film and you, okay, he a dog and you see him play. But when you know a guy on a personal level, that made it extra exciting. Like, man, this is the guy I just won state with, my linebacker, we had fun. Now we back together. Oh, man, it was just unreal. I'm like, it was an unreal situation. Like, man, how this happened like that? And soon that happened, we connected. It was exciting for him to get up here. When he got up here, man, we locked in. We hung out and stayed together a couple of times. But it's amazing, man. It was amazing. He more than a teammate. It's like a family member. So I've been knowing this guy since we played Little League together. So it was amazing to be back together, not just with another teammate, but another family member, a brother.
Fun player to watch. Going all the way back and still now.
Oh man, the guy is amazing. Never seen nothing like him. He's so very intelligent, man. You see why he's still in the league right now. His ability, the way he think, his process. He's just a guy who love ball. I mean, he do it with a passion, man. And he have fun. He do it the right way. He do it the right way, man. More than that, just not about a player, but the type of person he are, man. The guy's is a great, great guy. Great guy, man. Very funny. Very caring, man. He's just a great guy, a guy you would love, bring great energy, great spirit that you love to be around, man. He's a great, amazing guy.
Speaking of fun players to be around, we got to talk a little bit about this current cornerback group. Guys like Deuce Blades
Yeah.
getting it done for FIU. Give us a little season preview. Obviously, there's going to be some different names, but a little look ahead to this cornerback room for FIU.
You know what, Brian? One of a kind of guy, One thing I love about this kid, man, is he doesn't ride the roller coaster. He's so humble. All he want to do is work. Work, man. For a guy to be that passionate and so aggressive and so physical, the way he carried himself off the field, that was amazing to me about him. Not his playing, because he's been doing it coming from a pedigree of that, but The way this guy carried himself, never get too high, too low on himself. And that's what I really love about him. Like, he could have a pick six and you won't even know it. He's an awesome teammate. You know, he celebrate everybody else. He want everybody to win around him. And that's what I like about him. I love how he grow. He's been growing from year one to his final year. It's been all about progression, just going up. The group is amazing because they all feed off each other. They inspire each other. They compete with each other. They push each other. All just want the best for each other. And that's what I like about the group that I have. Guy like Ashton Level, he got hurt last year, the ACL. I look having a big, big season. Before he got hurt, man, I thought he was gonna be the guy for us. He got some great skill set. Can't wait to see him get back out there running around. Vic Evans and Preston Thompson. I have a great group coming in. I can't wait because once you have a season like that, it's like, what's the next season gonna be like? So that's what I'm more excited about. Just understand, okay, yeah, fella, we did some great things. Yeah, now bar gotta be raised a little higher. Pretty sure it's gonna be a very competitive group, very competitive season this year, playing move guys around. I just can't wait to see them guys go out there and have fun, which I know they're gonna, you know, play their butts off and compete. And that's what I love about that group, is they're very competitive. I don't care if it's throwing a quarter to the wall or 5 yard sprint. They always competing, and that's what I love about this group. The off the field character with these guys, oh, it's amazing, man. It's so amazing. My wife make a joke with me all the time because they come over the house sometimes. Like, okay, when they come over, she call them the guys. There go his guys. I leave him alone. He be with his guys. So they are a great individual, man, and I won't want no other group besides these guys.
Takes a special player. Cornerback's the hardest spot on the field because you
Yes,
make one
no
mistake.
doubt, without it. And that's one thing them guys do. They very got the knees in the rest. You know, they don't go in a tank. They understand, like, okay, next play mentality. They have fun. They very humble, and they work really, really hard.
What's the relationship been like between the coaches now on the defensive end? Obviously, you've got Coach DeWitt coming back, you have Coach KU coming back, but the guys working with the defensive backs a little bit different and that room a little bit different. How has that communication been for you guys early on?
Believe it or not, it's been a great transition. And the reason why behind that, because Kenny Gilscrap, who's the safety coach, special team coach, we kind of know each other before this time. You have mutual friends together. So it wasn't like, who is you, who is mine? It's more as in, boy, we together. What's going on? How everything going? Like I said, he played at Middle Tennessee. We played around the same time. He was on Middle Tennessee. I was FIU. So we bumped heads 1 year older than him. So we bumped heads 3 times. So he knew who I was, and I know who he was. And connected and excited that we able to partner with somebody we know. That transition was very smooth. And as far as Smitty, we call him Smitty Rock, Ryan Smith, the guy's got some amazing people skills. Man, he fit right in with us. Seemed like we've been together already. Feel like we've been together. And that was making this so smooth because we all understand each other. We know we're here for one reason and we all have the same goal. And that's the biggest part of understanding the direction we all want to go. We're not like this. I'm trying to go this way, you're trying to go that way. We all want to go one direction. We all have one goal in mind. We all striving for the same thing. And we all been around this thing for a long time to understand what it takes to get there and understand what we need to get there. And that's what makes the chemistry in the relationship really, really good.
Everyone's excited to see it all come together and gel. We all wish it could start tomorrow.
Yeah, because we all see what's going on from, you know, it started from the top, you know, because Willie Simmons putting the staff together. Recruiting guys, getting new guys in, getting some of the guys to stay. So we all see it like the success that waiting to happen. Let's make it happen. So we all excited about it, man. We all are excited about this thing. Yeah, I just can't wait to get it started.
Let you go with this, and I promise I'm not just trying to butter you up. Every FIU fan I talk to, during the transition, to a T, gotta bring back Coach Gator. Gotta do it. I promise you, I'm not making that up. I promise you, I'm not buttering you up. Everybody wanted you back. We are stoked that you're here, that you could stay home and bring this thing into a new era. Coach, we appreciate the time.
I appreciate you so much, man. Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, it's the Good Greek Spiro, and I have some exciting news. Good Greek has been awarded National Mover of the Year. You've trusted the Good Greek for decades with your family's moving and storage needs. Now Good Greek is proud to be the nation's top mover. So when it's time for you to move across town or across the country, trust America's best mover, Good Greek. Go to goodgreek.com for Good Greek, the National Mover of the Year.
Good Greek, moving and storage, your superhero movers.
Great conversation there with Coach Gator, and amazing to get his perspective on not only those FIU teams, which are etched in the all-time greats, even if you disagree, can come at me at Seabrook Sports on Twitter. Leave Coach Gator out of it. I baited him into that conversation. But no matter what, that team is certainly up there. It's on the Mount Rushmore of FIU teams, even if you don't want to put it at number one. And there were some teams that had more wins, but I would just say this. Check the schedule that that team started with. It is insane. So they still got a share of the Sun Belt title. That's my argument anyway, but everyone can feel differently. Really appreciate all three of the guys we got the chance to talk to this week, taking the time, even though they're on the road. You heard from Coach Gator there. He's in Tampa. Coach KU's been traveling. Coach DeWitt's been traveling. This is not the offseason for these guys at all. And they still took a lot of time out of their day to sit with us. Cannot appreciate those guys any more than we already do. You heard me say it a bunch of times in these interviews. It is still true right now. Really do wish the season started tomorrow. Fortunately for them, still a lot of time left. This team will continue to improve. It will continue to get better. And the finished product is going to be something to watch. That's going to do it for us today on the FIU Athletics Podcast. Be sure to keep it locked right here. Plenty more coming as we get into the spring season, as we begin to conclude this winter. Everything is getting started. There is not a busier time on the athletics calendar than February into March. We're so stoked to bring it to you right here from FIU. For now, as always, pause up.
We often welcome people as a standard greeting. It's become as common as greeting another with a hello. At Baptist Health, being welcome has far deeper meaning. So welcome to the warmer side of care, where we advance innovation and treatments through research while educating the next generation of experts all close to home. Here, the sun shines through each one of us as we stand by each one of you. Welcome to the warmer side of care. Welcome to Baptist Health.